Mad Dog and Merrill always have great tips for getting the most out of our grilling experience. And if you've eaten something, they've probably tried to cook it outside at one point or another. Always happy to have them with us. And with Labor Day coming up, the football season starting up and tailgating, it's a perfect time to talk with them and find out what's cooking. And they join me by phone. Mad Dog, you there?
I am there, sir.
Oh, excellent. Merrill, are you there?
Of course. I would leave my partner behind.
Well, maybe you would. Yeah, it's always a pleasure to have you guys along. And by the way, before we go any further, Deanna had sent something on my Facebook page. She said she understands you guys are going to be on the show. I'm with the Warren's Cranberry Festival, and they're going to be there with us soon. The Warren's Cranberry Festival, and could they bring some beets and show us how to cook them? I know I'm supposed to say I love cranberries, and I do, but I also love beets, and I want to cook them the correct way.
They're the same color. What the heck?
I thought that was a great way to get started because you taught me how to grill beets, and there is nothing better than grilled beets as far as I'm concerned for a veggie. Mad Dog.
Yeah, I just did a phenomenal thing on Fox 11 out of Green Bay this last Sunday. I did Midwest Scotch eggs, and in place of the eggs, I used the little canned beets.
Ah.
And they were phenomenal. In place of pork, I used beef, and I made like a meatloaf mixture. I wrapped it around that little beet, individually wrapped it around, sealed it up real nice, like a little baseball with the core on the inside.
Yeah.
With the beet. And I put them on the grill and cooked them up rolled them around for about 17, 18, 20 minutes, little indirect, little direct. And they were the most phenomenal. I cut them directly in half, opened them up, and there was that darn little beet all the way cooked through. It was just delicious.
Sounds good to me.
Oh, it was fantastic.
And normally when you just grill them, I mean, you guys usually grill them with other vegetables, but just a little olive oil or something and on the grill, and they turn out great.
That's all it is. They're buttery rich naturally.
Oh, I tell you, I love those beets on the grill. Well, that's all you need to do, Deanna. Just get yourself a can of beets and throw them on the grill with oil them maybe a little bit. And you can use fresh beets, too, of course.
Yep, they just take a little longer.
Just take a little bit longer.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, what you're thinking about Labor Day here, coming up. I know there are going to be lots of grilling going on. What are some good items to throw on the grill for a fun and easy end of summer meal?
Well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to be just plain Merrill, I think, coming up on this weekend. But I'm going to do some, I was going to do Scotch eggs for one thing, but now Mad Dog with those beets. I wasn't at the studio when he did those, but we got tons of email on the beets. I might have to try that. But I was thinking about doing the traditional Scotch eggs, you know, with the hard-boiled egg, and then you wrap it around with some Italian sausage and place it on the grill, the indirect. But mainly going to go with the steak sandwiches, chicken sandwiches, and some grilled potatoes, which going to take a baked potato that's been three-quarters of the way cooked and quarter it. We've done this before. I'm going to use our Italian harvest marinade, and you could use olive oil if you'd like. And grill those up indirect for about an hour. I like them real crispy. Put some Parmesan cheese on there. And then on the steaks, I'm going to go with the standard ribeye steak, a bourbon ribeye steak with some bourbon, brown sugar, mustard, and a little bit of oil in there to marinate that in. And then for the chicken thighs, Mad Dog and I, when we do a lot of grilling presentations, we were just up in Door County yesterday, do the grilled chicken thighs, which is very simple, which is just season the chicken thighs, brought them up, place them in a pan, let them simmer for a good 40, 45 minutes.
Oh, sounds good. Are you going over there for dinner, Mad Dog, or are you doing your own?
I ain't going to be within 2 blocks of the Merrill household all weekend. And I'm the happiest man in the world.
5 blocks.
You got that right. I've been teaching old dog new tricks. I go to the community pool here every day. And gosh darn it, there ain't a group of 10, 15 guys, and every day we talk about something new on the grill, and I try to explain things to them, and I'm going to come out with a new book called Planks for the Memories. and honest to God, there's a gentleman there, Tom, and he just did my recipe with, you take sauerkraut, You drain it. I add brown sugar and apple chunks to it and a little bit of onion, and we soak a cedar plank in water for several hours. And I take that seasoned sauerkraut with the brown sugar, the apple, and the onion in it, and I pack it up on top of those that cedar plank real quick. The grill set on a nice direct method of cooking, and we seared up some pork chops I told them to do, nice thick pork chops. Sear them up real fast while they're still rare. Put them on top of that kraut, and then you put that whole plank and everything right on that direct method of cooking, put the hood down, and honest to goodness, 20 minutes later, they had the best kraut and chops.
Oh.
And today a guy's going to do racks of ribs. I said, go for it, man.
Oh.
Planks in the kraut. And it's got to turn out. So it's Planks for the Memories is going to be my new book.
You know, Planks, I'm looking at my Facebook page at the Larry Mueller Show, and Buzz Dean sent a photo. He said, we grill two or three times a week all year, and this is a fresh, planked, fresh, wild salmon cooked on the big green egg. And, man, does it look good.
Yeah, anything on the plank, you know. And fall is coming up, and the harvest for wild game. And I'm going to do duck breasts. I'm going to do pheasant. Goose breasts have to be delicious right on the planks. Walleye, catfish. There's nothing you can't put on planks. And you use any wood that's untreated. So if you have access to oak or hickory or maple or cedar, as long as it's untreated and about, you know, half inch thick or so, whether it's 6 inches wide or 8, it doesn't matter. Soak it in water or apple juice or wine you can use for at least 4 hours, if not overnight. And the plank just needs to stay wet until it hits that good hot grill. Season the meats in between, put it on that wet plank and put it right to the grill, put the hood down. Double your time what you'd normally cook any meat product, and plank. It's Planks for the Memories.
Oh, that sounds so good. Dan in Partyville has a question for you guys. Hi, Dan.
Hi, how are you guys? Thanks for taking my call. Sure. I saw your show this last Sunday. You filmed it in July in Sheboygan with the Shipwrecked Ale.
Yes.
It was a very, very good program, very delicious-looking things, but right at the very end, you poured out of a tin, aluminum pan, kielbasa, shrimp, taters, corn with Shipwrecked Ale. Can you quick run through that recipe? Because that looked really good.
You know, it was really funny.
By the way, it was at Sturgeon Bay,
Sturgeon Bay, okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was really funny. At this golf outing yesterday, I talked to a gentleman that had used that recipe, and it's very simple to do. It's actually a boiled recipe, but, oh, it's fantastic, especially if you're going to be doing a big crowd of people.
Yeah.
What you want to do, and you can place this in a kettle, but we place it in a big, huge aluminum drip pan. Now, we had taken some red potatoes and cut them in half, and obviously used some water and some beer. We used the ale beer, which really made a good flavor, but at first you partially boil the potatoes first, drain out the water, then put the potatoes in there. Put some sweet corn that's been cut up maybe into thirds or halves, some kielbasa, diced up kielbasa in there, and of course you've got to add shrimp in there also. Now you could add some other things too if you wanted it to, you know, if you've got some crab legs or anything else. But use the beer. I believe we used their blonde ale in that, and then you just let that cook for about, I let it go about 30 minutes. And then just drain that off, and I'll tell you what, you're in heaven. It is very good.
Yeah, that worked really good. And it's not on your website, not in your book, which I have. So thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Well, good. Sure. Thanks for watching.
Yeah, thanks a lot. And as long as that's been brought up, that Dan brought up your show, tell us a little more about it. What's going on?
Hey, you know, every Sunday until the end of the year, every Sunday until the end of the year on the CW Network, throughout Wisconsin, Minnesota, parts of Illinois, and Ohio, Iowa, rather. Every Sunday morning on CW at 9:30, it's a half-hour show. We just got filming up that we went to Eagle River to the Festival of Flavors, and we filmed up there, and that was fantastic. And where else were we this last week, Meryl, filming?
We were this last weekend.
Well, filming for the show besides Festival of Flavors, last Tuesday.
Oh, well, last Tuesday.
Marathon County.
Yes, thank you. Don't put me on a spot like that. You know, my memory is only good for about 18 hours.
But we go all over Wisconsin, all over Minnesota. We're going to be in. We're going to do a neat little thing for Golden Plum Chicken over in Minnesota next week or the following week. They do a Habitat for Humanity where they help out, and we're going to go help cook for the build and also film one of the half-hour shows there. It's just a great little fun thing that we a little tour of Wisconsin in the Midwest. and tape the show. It's fun.
And you've got your website, so people can go there and find out more about it and about your books and so forth as well.
Absolutely.
And we've got your website. We got a link to your website on my Facebook page, so we can send people right there.
Great.
But by the way, you can join in if you have a question or comment for our guest today, Mad Dog or Merrill. How often do you grill? What's your go-to grilling recipe? Maybe you've got an unusual thing that you like to throw on the grill. Well, give us a call at 1-800-642-1234. Open lines will get you on pretty quickly. 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org or go to my Facebook page at The Larry Mueller Show. You can post a question, a comment, or a nice photo right there. And on Facebook, by the way, Todd wrote in and said, Larry, can you ask the grilling buddies about grilling an uncured picnic ham? I want to use a dry rub, then a coffee-based based, followed with a sauce on the side. This is going to be on a Weber kettle grill.
I just want to add, Merrill can answer that question, but that'll be our next book, Shanks for the Memories.
There you go.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, you know, when they're fresh hams, and I really do like doing them on the Weber grills. A lot of times I'll smoke them. That's a little bit different flavor. You know, you're going to have to realize that it's not going to taste like your true ham that you go ahead and buy at the store and everything. But you do want to set that up, the indirect method on your Weber grill. I actually like using just a little bit of oil and any type of rub with some brown sugar in it and rub that all over the ham. But you're going to cook that about 16, 17 minutes a pound. Now, if you'd like, you could even, after the cooking procedure is done, you can wrap that up in foil a little bit and let that sit for about another 40 minutes on the grill wrap in foil. That'll make it tender, but you got to realize on your uncured hams, it's going to be a little bit tougher than your usually cured hams when you get them at the grocery store.
Okay, so it's okay.
Can you do a brine with those, Merrill?
Yeah, you can. You know, I've never done it that way, but sure, I'd even try it with a brine. I think that's a great idea, Mad Dog. Definitely try that.
And he wanted to use a dry rub, then a coffee-based based.
Yep.
That sounds okay to you guys?
It does. I use a lot of coffee in everything, even for the liquid coffee and things, too.
But he can do a coffee rub also if he wants to. Then go ahead and do the coffee mop sauce or baste with it, too.
Yep, exactly.
Oh, that sounds good, too.
It does.
You can join in, too, at 1-800-642-1234. Larry Mueller here with my guests, Mad Dog and Merrill, as we talk grilling for this coming weekend. Here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio, Rob Ferret will be answering the phones when you call in with your questions or comments. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. And some callers online with fresh questions, so let's go there. Mark in Lake Geneva, you're next. Let's see, let me get you on there. Hi, Mark.
How's it going?
Great, thanks for calling.
I got a quick recipe for lamb pizza on the grill. I take a store-bought pizza crust, brush the bottom side with olive oil, the top side with basil pesto, add about a half pound of ground lamb on top of some really thin sliced tomatoes, and finish it off with goat cheese and spinach.
Mm.
Also throw a little asparagus on it when it's in season.
Gosh, a nice crisp glass of maybe white wine or red wine with that. Holy smacker.
Oh, I think a good Pilsner.
Or two. It really is good.
Oh, that's great.
I brown a whole pound of lamb, and then I have enough to make a couple of them during the week, and it works great.
Thanks, Mark.
Sounds great. It really does.
It puts Merrill's sauerkraut pizza he did on the grill all ashamed.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, thanks a lot, Mark. Appreciate your call. Drew in Brooklyn. Hi to you. Thank you for calling.
Hello, Larry.
Hi.
Hi. Avid listener, never called, but Mad Dog and Merrill got me inspired, and you guys talking about beets on the grill, I'm just thinking this is beet season.
Yep.
Instead of those canned beets, maybe you could use succulent, fresh beets coming out of the garden.
Yeah, you really can. Absolutely. You know, and we talk in our cookbooks, it's called mock mock baked potatoes, and beets are delicious no matter how you do them.
Oh, you can
actually just wash them up fresh out of the garden, toss them directly on the grates of the grill. In fact, I had some golden beets 2 weeks ago, some golden beets fresh out of the garden, washed them up, threw them on the grill. That kind of chars the outside, but when you're done, you take a paring knife and a pair of tongs, and you can actually just literally scrape the peelings right off.
Oh, sure.
They'll scrape right off, and they're just delicious, and they're being so beet red, they're so full of antioxidants and vitamin C. They're just phenomenal. And by the way, this is the time of the year that I've been experimenting. I stop at the farmers markets all the time, and I grab everything from tomatoes to zucchini to onions to fresh carrots to Brussels sprouts, whatever's in season, and figure out a way to do them on the grill a different way than what I've done them before. They're phenomenal.
Well, that's wonderful. Yeah, I suppose if you took a greener tomato, it would go well on the grill.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I, and a little plug here, I took some green tomatoes, cut them into slices, nice slices, and we have a marinade that works well as a bath before you bread, and it's called a lemon pepper marinade, Mad Dog and Merrill's lemon pepper, and it's actually got an egg yolk mixture, so it's white, and I dipped them in there, and then I seasoned some cornmeal and put them directly from the sliced green tomatoes directly from that lemon pepper of ours into the seasoned cornmeal onto the grill. And it was to die for. It was just delicious. I did the same thing with okra, with jalapeno strips, and a few other great veggies. Zucchini wedges are phenomenal.
Oh,
I got to admit that jalapeno pepper, though, I thought that was a cat's meow when you did that on television.
I'm going to do a jalapeno popper with the cream cheese mixture.
Oh, there
you
go.
In the pepper, marinate a little bit in our lemon pepper, and then the cornmeal, and then bake them on the grill for a half hour. And it's got to be addictive.
Oh,
great.
Thanks, Drew.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, I appreciate the call very much. You can join in at 1-800-642-1234. Give a call. Todd and DePeer, you are next. Hi, Todd.
Hi. I had a question about the plank cooking, whether it's a cedar plank or any other type of wood. Can you reuse that? If you use it once, can you reuse it? And how many times could you, if you can reuse it?
You know, some of the instructions on cedar plank when you purchase them say when you're done cooking, quickly rinse, wrap in saran wrap, and freeze before bacteria grows. And any time I hear the word bacteria and growth, I throw the darn thing away. and honestly, goodness, they're a one-time use. They get kind of messy. They're charred underneath, and that's the whole idea. Go to your local lumber yard is the easiest, fastest way to do it. And I go to one here in New London all the time. I say I want a 6-foot piece of cedar. It's $17. I get to cut it into any length I want, and it lasts for, depending on the length of time. I get so many cookings out of there, it's unbelievable, for $15.
Yeah.
So okay. Toss it away.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, Todd, for calling. Appreciate your call. You can join in, 1-800-642-1234. Give us a call. There are some desserts that you guys do on the grill, too, don't you?
Mad Dog is the dessert king when it comes to that. I'll tell you, there's nothing like desserts.
You know, right now, and we're going to be doing Apple Fest September 22nd in Oneida for the village of Oneida, Oneida Nations Apple Fest September 22nd. I'm going to do everything apple. I'm going to do baked apples. I'm going to do apple wedges and brown sugar that I marinate in brown sugar with a little lime juice and cinnamon. Baked apples on the grill. I mean, the stuffed apples are phenomenal. Pineapple wedges are excellent on the grills. Pears, peaches, nectarines, really just for the fresh fruits used as desserts. Are phenomenal.
Yeah, and you can put them on a stick or whatever and do them that way, too.
Absolutely. We call them fruit kebabs.
Fruit kebab.
That is an idea.
I like that idea. Write that down. Fruit kebab. I think it'll work. I really do.
Do you guys use wood chips to add flavor to your grilled foods? Because you're pretty much... You're using gas most of the time, aren't you?
Well, actually, really, at home, I'm more of a really diehard charcoal fan, but, I mean, you can definitely use wood chips. There's plenty of great selections of wood chips out there. Being from Wisconsin, I think one type of wood that people are not accustomed to using that's great is cherry wood. You know, and if you got to soak the chips first, or you could use a big chunk of cherry if you're using it for charcoal. If you like to, you could take the chips, you could put them in aluminum foil, wrap them up in aluminum foil, poke some holes in it, place it on the hottest part of the grill, or you get what they call a hot box, which is really good too, which you just go ahead and put the wood chips in there, or pellets.
That's exactly right. There's a company called, it's American Wood Fibers. It's out of Marathon County. It's all Wisconsin. It's called Great Flavors, G-R-A-T-E, Great Flavors. He packages them in two-pound bags, and he's got oak, hickory, maple, mesquite, and apple in two-pound bags. And you put those wood pellets just directly from that little two-pound bag right into the smoke box or into a tuna can you rinsed out with a couple holes in the bottom, or you can throw them right on the grates of the charcoal grill, right on the charcoal itself. So wood pellets themselves are versatile, and in Wisconsin here they're starting to package them in two-pound bags. It's called Great Flavors, if I'm not mistaken.
I think you're right.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, I like the sound of that. Well, actually, you know, as I told you the last time you were on, I went into the poorhouse to buy a gas grill, a Summit, but I still, frankly, I have two good-size Weber charcoal grills, and I actually still prefer to use those, but my wife, she gets on that Summit every chance she gets.
Well, that's great, because, I mean, you're seeing a lot more women coming out onto the I would call it the grill force. We're starting to see 80-85% of the women do a lot of grilling. I'm still a charcoal diehard, but I mean the gas is so nice and convenient. You know, you just push a button and bingo, you're ready to go. You know, and if you got plenty of time, that's the one thing I do like about the charcoal. You just sort of sit back and relax a little bit.
Well, and you know, in the wintertime, my wife likes to cook fish a lot, grill fish, and you know, and she. You know, she wanted that gas grill so that she could do the grilling herself and go out and do fish outside, because she just doesn't like the fish smell in the house in the wintertime.
Sure.
Well, that's exactly. Has she done any cast iron fish with it cooking? You must have a side burner with that, huh?
Yeah, there's a side burner with that. Oh, yeah. We haven't used that side burner yet.
You got to get yourself a big old cast iron skillet and do some good old blackened catfish or blackened salmon or tuna steaks or anything on there. It's just phenomenal.
I got a big old cast iron. So
yeah, does it have a dent in it?
Every time I look in it, usually has a few rust flakes in it.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. There you go.
Adds to the flavor.
Right, exactly.
Oh, boy. Scott and Rhinelander, hello.
Hello. I had a pork loin on the grill one time with a barbecue sauce. I'm just wondering if you've had the same barbecue sauce or if you've done it yourself. And the ingredients was a marmalade jam, a hot pepper, a horseradish, and a barbecue sauce. All three of those were mixed together and put on a pork loin. It was just delicious, but the recipe itself, I don't know how to acquire it.
Yeah, you know, there's so many, you know, it's not your basic sweet and sour, but there's so many different glazes, and it's one of the things I want to experiment with this winter are grilling glazes, because it's something you don't necessarily want to use right at the conception of putting it on the grill. You want to wait towards more as a finishing sauce because of the sugar content of the marmalade. But you just go for it. It's called refrigeration day. You just clean out that refrigerator, throw things together as a glaze, and 90% of the time it's going to work.
Yep.
Sounds good to me. Thanks.
Yeah, doesn't it though?
Yeah, it really does. Well, you guys have a whole raft of sauces and so forth, have you not? You've developed and website?
We got four gorgeous barbecue sauces. We have three wonderful marinades, three spices, and a great plug for a new product called Da Works. And Da Works is 70% homemade ketchup. Then we add Great Lakes sauerkraut from Wisconsin, onion, and a Broughton Brown mustard, which is a horseradish-based mustard. And it came out as a brat sauce, but it's delicious on brats, on hot dogs, kielbasa, on burgers, on chicken. And we've been blessed over the last year, Larry. It's in about 800 stores throughout Wisconsin and Minnesota. So you can find all our great products. And a garlic barbecue sauce, if you love garlic, we just came out with it about a month ago. It is to die for. It's got as much garlic in there as almost a head of garlic in every bottle. It's phenomenal.
Oh, that's I got to get my hands on some of that for sure.
It's in the mail.
You guys You guys made a lot of appearances. You had the county fairs, the farm tech days. You also had a grilling class and wine pairing at Mad Dog and Merrill's Grill and Shack at Bailey's Harbor.
Yeah.
And this this Sunday is actually on our CW network, this on CW 9:30 Sunday morning. The show that airs this week is actually filmed from the farmer's market, from Mad Dog and Merrill's Grilling Shack. It's kind of neat.
And tell us about the Grilling Shack.
Well, the Grilling Shack, by guys, when you're up there in Egg Harbor, you got to stop by.
Bailey's
We've got
Harbor.
The old... Pardon?
It's Bailey's Harbor.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I said Egg Harbor. Thank you, sir. Like using, if you like, some good old-fashioned, good bratwurst, burgers. We've got the work sauce that we're doing, but it's a shack right up there at Kepsel's Market.
And what wines do you guys like with grilled food?
What I do like? I'm sorry.
Merrill, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I got sort of cut off there on the phone. What was the question?
Oh, I'm sorry. I wonder what wines you guys like with your grilled foods.
Oh, you know, any type of wine, but I'll tell you what, if you go with any type of a Riesling type of a wine or a white wine with really the chicken breast or seafood is probably one of my favorites, or something with a lemony flavor to it I absolutely love.
Hottest thing, too, is, you know, beer pairing.
Yes.
People love to match beers with different foods, from the heartier cuts down to the milder cuts, from the heartier stouts down to the milder ales or pilsners, you know. And it's just a fun way to throw a party. Instead of those redneck parties, they should throw some wonderful beer pairing or wine pairing parties.
There we go. Well, listen, John posted on my Facebook page, said, I'm planning to do a Lake Superior whitefish fillet Greek style on the grill tonight. It's my first attempt. Do you have suggestions for absolute success?
Well, you know, one thing that I do like about using whitefish, and I'm going to sort of cheat here a little bit, but I love whitefish, and we've got one in our cookbook, and I really don't grill it even directly on the grates of the grill, but I use an 8.5 by 11 inch aluminum drip pan, put a little olive oil in the bottom of that, place the fillets right on the inside the pan there. I use some squeeze of some fresh lemon. I like using, I'm a big zucchini lover, some zucchini, some cherry tomatoes. Don't chop them up or anything. So just some cherry tomatoes on there, some sliced up mushrooms. And you can either seal it up if you want to or just place it on the grill. But grill it for about 25 minutes. It's absolutely delicious.
Sounds good to me. Is that the way you do it too, Mad Dog?
Well, you know, whitefish is delicious. If they catch it, if they have it themselves, and it's scaled and the skin is on it, I like just glistening with a little bit of oil, seasoning up, and I slap it skin side down like a salmon directly on the grates of the grill, nice medium direct heat, and honest to goodness, in 12 minutes, you got one of the best, except for Merrill's recipe, you have the best whitefish recipe there is.
Second best.
Well, Roxanne in Peshtigo sent an email. One of her favorite things to cook on the grill, a marinated veggies, like the bell peppers, the asparagus, zucchini, and mushrooms and onions. She marinates, she uses Newman's Own light balsamic vinaigrette.
Sure.
Then she cooks them in a grilling wok. They caramelize beautifully and cook up tender crisp.
They are delicious, you know, but she can actually do each and every vegetable directly on the grates of the grill. And I mentioned a few ones that are in season right now, and I call it the fall colors, because we're talking nice whole onions, whether they're purple, white, or yellow, beautiful orange carrots, green Brussels sprouts, the whole gamut of squash, from the carnival squash to the acorn to the butternut to the Hubbard to the spaghetti. Fall colors is what I call the vegetables this time of year. Each and every one can go directly on the grates of the grill some way or another. You just got to experiment. Whole carrots right now, those dirty old carrots, rinse them off real good. Glisten them with a little oil, maybe a little bit of our Grandma Hazel's over the top of them, and literally they go right on the grates of the grill, medium direct heat. You roll them around until they're nice and tender, which doesn't take that long because of the sugar content, and it's just individual little flavors. They're just phenomenal, fall colors.
So probably 15 minutes on those carrots, maybe?
Absolutely, and then when you dice them up, the carrot just steams all the way through, and we always have that saying, Larry, and I'm going to say it one more time, if you boil it, you spoil it. If you grill it, you put thrill into it. The flavor of individual grilled vegetables are phenomenal. They really are.
Absolutely. Kathy in Fish Creek, we turn to you next. Hi, Kathy.
Hi. So
thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have 2 9-ounce lobster tails, and they're frozen, and I'd love to find out how to cook them on the grill. And how long do you think it would take?
You know, lobster is good to do on the grill. I would definitely, when it's about three-quarters of the way thawed out, so you can still snap them pretty good, I would actually take and butterfly them so that you leave the tail end connected and you butterfly the meat down the middle so you have two halves, but they're still connected at the tail. And then simply thaw them out the rest of the way. And when you're ready to do them on the grill, just a nice medium direct heat, and I'll get some butter, and I put butter and olive oil together, some garlic and lemon juice, and maybe a little seasoning salt. Put that in a little dish on the side, and I put the shell side on the grates of the grill. Let it get good and red, and then you can baste it with that butter and olive oil, lemon juice, and mixture, and then let them cook a little bit longer, and then baste them one more time, and just sear, just turn them upside down on the grates of the grill to give a couple score marks to the flesh, but not too long. And that's probably, I call it my monarch lobster because you butterfly the darn thing. That's a stupid name, but that's the name of it. But it's probably the best way I found to do lobster on the grill.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, sounds you betcha, dear. Sounds wonderful, Kathy, and good luck.
Boy, yeah,
I haven't had lobster in quite a while, and I wish I could look. I knew where Kathy lived. I'd go and have that lobster with her.
I know. Well, Meryl can't even afford to pay attention lately.
No, I can't.
Oh man! What? By the way, what are you guys up to now? Tell me. I know you're going to be at the Cranberry Festival of some sort, aren't you?
Yes, we are. Yeah. We're going to be there and coming up. We're actually sort of going to be all over the place, doing some promotions at the festival food stores up here in the Fox Cities, but we're going to be at Sheboygan Piggly Wiggly on Friday, Saturday. We're up in Marinette and Menominee at Angelese, and starting next week, we'll start being at the festival foods stores. We're sort of all over the place.
Yeah, you know what Meryl's been doing this year, and it's been great, and a little, if you're out there, and it's probably too late this year,
yeah.
But at the county fairs, Meryl's been setting up these cook-offs, and they're so neat. They're usually held on a Sunday in the early afternoon, early morning of a Sunday, but at a county fair, and you get 8-9 teams, and we get categories to choose from that day, you know, 2 different categories. It's just a neat, relaxing way for people to get their feet wet if they ever wanted to go into competition for cooking. You can use a gas grill, a charcoal grill, a pellet grill. You can use a garbage can. We don't care.
Right.
But it's just a fun, relaxing thing. And they'll set up about 5 of those. It's so relaxing to do. It's phenomenal.
Well, we've got some football coming up. And as a matter of fact, Matt LePay is going to be joining me in a few minutes to talk about his new book, Why Not Wisconsin? But the University of Wisconsin and, of course, the Packers and most, I bet, you know, football, UW teams, Whitewater and so forth around the state, there's a lot of grilling that goes on. What are some good grilling for those situations?
You know, I think food safety might be a good time at this particular point. just a good cooler don't mix up the meats with your beverages. Yeah, a good cooler with some ice, and keep the food on ice until you're ready to cook, you know, and Ziploc baggies with marinates or pre-seasoned foods. You know, you don't want to sit and open up a package of chicken when you're out at a tailgate party, season it up, and then the idea is food safety, and I think that's a good point. Is Meryl and I do a lot of prep time. It's almost a day's prep before we go into a television shoot on site of prepping things to make sure things are all prepped, all ready to go. And I guess that's just a common sense plug.
Yeah,
it's so easy to do, especially like when Matt was talking about those grilled vegetables and everything. All those could be placed in the plastic bags. You're all set to go. So when you go to the tailgate party, light up your grill, have your favorite drinks and everything, and you pretty much have everything prepared. You just got to take it out of the bag and throw it on the grill.
Absolutely.
Well, it's a lot more fun to do it that way, too, because then you're not sitting there doing all the work while everybody else is enjoying the beverage.
Exactly. Or two.
Exactly right. Never had that problem.
Enjoy the beverage. So I just bring the I just bring empty bags.
Oh man! Well, you guys are always a great pleasure to be on, and Tell us now your website again. What's your web? Where's your website?
MadDogAndMerrill.com. MadDogAndMerrill.com. You can join us on Facebook there. You can see all our great products and learn about our television show, and we appreciate it.
All right, I heard what Merrill, but I'm not sure what Mad Dog. What are you grilling this weekend? Nothing.
Yeah, something. We've been moving our daughter into first year. It's her third year at Stevens Point. It's her first year with an apartment with another couple of young ladies, and I'm gonna be brown bagging it.
Give them your bologna sandwich recipe.
Yeah. You fold the piece of bread with a piece of bologna, you shove it in a paper bag, and you put it on ice.
Watch your back. Now you're carrying those heavy. Hopefully, you're not carrying a bunch of furniture up several flights of stairs.
Second floor, it is. But you know, we do have the majority of it moved in. Now we're just decorating.
Okay. Well, you have fun decorating, Merrill. You have fun cooking.
All right. Well, thanks for having us, Larry. It's always been a good time.
Always fun. Thanks so much. And you'll come back?
We'll come back.
Absolutely. Anytime.
Okay. Great.
Yeah, thank you much.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Mad Dog and Merrill, our guests, the nationally recognized grillologists. They are the hosts of the television show Mad Dog and Merrill's Midwest Grillin'. They have several cookbooks they've written. The latest is Mad Dog and Merrill's Midwest Grillin' Cookbook. And, of course, you can find, I'm almost positive. I've got this up. I'm just taking a quick look here, but I'm sure we posted their website on my Facebook page. So you can go to the Larry Mueller Show, you can find their Facebook page and click on it. Or just if you don't want to be on Facebook, you can also just go there and jot it down if need be. Those guys, whatever they're on, I don't know about you, but I get really hungry talking about all that great grilled food. And I'm also kind of hungry or looking forward to football. So coming up next, Badger sports commentator Matt LePay joins me to talk about his new book. His new book is called Why Not Wisconsin? From Barry to Bow, broadcasting the Badgers from the best seat in the house. A great voice, a great person, Matt LePay. Coming up next here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.